Recently, Bon Appetit magazine posted a list of its 10 favorite U.S. nano breweries. Those are very small-scale commercial breweries that produce fewer than 2,000 barrels a year. On that top 10 list, Throwback Brewery in Northampton, New Hampshire. It's yet another sign that the Granite State is a big player in the small brewery movement. To learn more, we turn to Carla Companion, who blogs about craft beer for the Portland Press Herald and for her website, thebeerbabe.com. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. I was looking back, and last summer you recommended Throwback to our listeners as a craft beer not to miss in this state. What distinguishes their brews?
They take a really creative stance on what type of ingredients they'll put into a beer. They're very locally focused. They want to get as many ingredients as they can from the New England area and as close as they can to the brewery. And that opens them up to do some creative things like adding maple syrup. It's just a little step outside of the box.
Is that something that characterizes nano brewing as a whole, that you could do a nano brew with rhubarb or maple syrup in it that you might not be able to do even as a micro brewery, which is technically small, but just not quite as small?
I think there's definitely a lot of scale factors. You know, you don't have to go buy 20,000 tons of rhubarb if you're going to make a rhubarb beer. You might be able to gather enough from the farmer's market or from a local source. So you definitely have that freedom to be a little bit experimental. And also, if it doesn't come out the way that you want, you know, you're not stuck with cases and cases of beer that you're not a fan of.
Now, that also can present big challenges, though. I think of what it might take for a nano brew to make it to become viable, besides simply producing something that people like to drink. Is it more difficult then for a nano brew to simply get word out there?
Definitely the issue of distribution and getting the word out and getting people to know about your beer. A lot of the time, you know, you're limited to a very local area that'll carry your beer. But I think another challenge is that the larger brewers can get their ingredients in bulk and actually save a lot of money that way, whereas the smaller you are and the smaller orders that you make, you're not getting that kind of wholesale type discount, or you're not able to buy, you know, as much of the ingredients as you may want to at a cost that makes it reasonable. But at the same time, that can also be a strength to be able to really get to know your local area and build a base from word of mouth. The people around you in your community already know who you are by the time that you start brewing and you open that business and you start to become a part of that small business community. I think that's a plus, too.
Speaking of local areas, I mean, looking at this Bon Appetit list, there's also a brewery from Maine on there, and there's two from New York States. Is the Northeast fertile ground for nano brewing compared to other parts of the country?
I think it is, and some of that does have to do with the fact that there have been a couple of little advances lately in legislation that make this more possible, you know, in some states to be able to sell directly from the brewery and growlers, or to be able to sell at places like farmers markets. But also, there's a lot of craft beer enthusiasts out here that are always interested in getting something new and different, and kind of rarity is a huge draw for a lot of people in New England. They want to try that thing that not everybody will get to try. I think it's a combination of the attitude and the environment in which a lot of these breweries are coming up in.
Well, since you pointed us to Throwback a year before they hit the national scene, could you throw another preview toward us? Is there another brew that you're keeping an eye on in New Hampshire now that might end up on a list in, say, 2014?
Actually, yeah. In Portsmouth, there's a new little nano called Earth Eagle Brewing. And they make really creative, fun, and funky beer. I went to the Seacoast Winter Brew Fest as part of Portsmouth Craft Beer Week a couple of weeks ago. And they were there pouring a beer that actually had an ingredient in it that included fruitcake in the beer. They said, you know, who wants to eat it, but maybe we can make something tasty out of it. And it was very fun. They are definitely ones that you should keep an eye on, and they're kind of brand new. There's also, I want to give a shout-out to Nepenthe Ale House up in the Lakes region, a little bit higher, but they have also started to bottle their stuff, and it's available around town.
Carla Companion blogs about craft beer both for the Portland Press Herald and for her own site, thebeerbabe.com. Carla, thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely.